Excellencies, distinguished delegates, colleagues, let me begin by thanking Chairperson Gerda Verburg for convening today's meeting and allowing us to again, as leaders of the Rome-based agencies, to focus on the importance of CFS in this post, in this new period of the Agenda 2030. I'd also like to extend thanks to Chairperson Pinstrup Anderson, the head of the high-level panel of experts, and of course to CFS Secretary Fulton. Ladies and gentlemen, as noted by each of the speakers before me, 3 weeks ago, leaders did come together from across the world to reclaim not only the values, but the vision of our United Nations founders, recognizing economic, social justice, equal rights, and peace are collectively made possible only by concerted commitment of we, the peoples. Even with our world tackling unprecedented crisis and turmoil, we as a global community embrace and reset through Agenda 2030 the potential course of development with a goal of nothing less than universal peace and prosperity. This integrated and ambitious agenda established three important principles. First, the persistent failure to end extreme poverty and hunger renders not only sustainable development and prosperity impossible, but leaves global peace and security simply illusory. Second, to achieve sustainable, durable opportunity for all, development efforts must reach those furthest behind first. And third, by giving a deadline of just 15 years, leaders confirmed the task of achieving zero hunger concurrent with the reaching the other 16 goals is not only urgent, but only doable with comprehensive and collective action. The global commitment to collective action recognizes the necessity for multi-stakeholder partnerships. Governments, together with the UN, together with civil society, together with the private sector, together with academia, together with the people, the youth, and those we all serve. The only way, together. And when addressing the challenges of food security, as stated by my colleagues, no other entity, no other opportunity, no other global platform exists which brings us all together, except the CFS. Going forward, if we are to achieve our shared vision of a zero hunger world, the Committee on Food Security, the CFS, must provide the stage for all those with a role to perform, even those with whom we may disagree. Unquestionably, this platform can uniquely set the discourse, providing not oversight, but guidance, which will help us, all of us, overcome specific challenges, seize opportunities, measure our progress, share information, and set our performance standards. Because reaching those furthest behind first requires collective, integrated, multi-sectoral effort supporting all means necessary to achieve the goal. And it also means taking bold actions to truly transform community, national, and global food systems. As noted by my colleague Kanayo Nwanze, from farm to fork for sustainable food security and nutrition. This year's SOFA report, food systems, again noted that that millions of more people were lifted themselves out of hunger. The results are also serving as a warning. Those SOFI results note that because the current pace of hunger is insufficient for us to reach our 2030 goals. Remember, in the last 15 years, actions guided by the Millennium Development Goals enabled more than 200 million people to free themselves from hunger. In the next 15 years, actions guided by Agenda 2030 must enable four times as many people, some 795 million, to lift themselves up. Such scaling up demands significantly higher levels of investments. As identified by FAO, EFAT, and WFP's Achieving Zero Hunger report, at a cost of $267 billion, a big number, but let's be honest, that is barely a fraction of hunger's annual cost of $3.5 trillion. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2013 Agenda and Achieving Zero Hunger is ambitious and doable. And this session, this year, we'll discuss several issues that are critical to achieving this goal. This session's high-level panel of experts report on water calls for the integrated approach those of us working on food security and nutrition must join forces for simultaneous action with an even broader base of stakeholders, recognizing that providing access to nutritious food is not enough without clean water and sanitation. We cannot and will not effectively eliminate malnutrition or achieve food security without access to clean water and sanitation. And this session's framework for action on food security and nutrition in protracted crisis acknowledges the severity and too easily forgotten and ignored food security challenges impacting populations living through that oxymoron of a protracted crisis. With over 50 million refugees and displaced persons with an average uprooted situation of 17 years, no opportunity for repatriation, no or limited opportunity to work or earn a livelihood in the receiving countries, and limited shrinking opportunities for resettlement in third countries, the world needs this framework for action. Not just the commitment, the world needs the action. The framework's 11 principles outline our way forward to not only address immediate needs, but also to strengthen and build the resilience of the affected populations. I must give credit to the high-level panel of experts and those who worked on the framework for action, because you recognize the extra effort necessary to address the challenges of gender. And this framework seeks to support this issue through a gender lens. Ladies and gentlemen, the reality is every action taken by government, civil society, grassroots organizations, academia, research institutes, and the private sector must not only mainstream women into every action, but must prioritize women in all we do. When we consider that 55% of gains in hunger reduction is directly attributable to achievements and improvements in women's lives, we must then acknowledge our failure to recognize and address the challenges of women as requiring special attention and as being our major stakeholders not only inhibits our failure to our ability to meet the challenge, but it imperils even achieving Agenda 2030. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is this new development agenda requires all of us to raise our game and to reach even higher, to remember the forgotten through partnerships and collaborations never before conceived. We must pull every lever available, including with private sector enterprises sharing our common goals. In many cases, the private sector possesses the knowledge, expertise, and capacity to sustainably and durably reach those farthest behind first. Yes, accountable and inclusive business partnerships must form part of Agenda 2030's extra effort. Chairperson, as I conclude, I again acknowledge the importance of all of our deliberations this week. And as Executive Director of the WFP, confirm our commitment to the CFS. Because we at WFP believe this important platform is essential, amplifying the call, empowering local leaders, and essential for achieving common consensus on the actions required to deliver Agenda 2030. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. Dickens, 1859, and just as true in Rome in 2015. We in this room are not the prophets of gloom and doom, because it is neither justifiable nor useful. The opportunities for our success are too easily achieved. The consequences of our failure, far too devastating. Each one of us knows the stakes are high. Not for those here in this room, but for the 795 million women, children, and men, the vulnerable poor, enduring hunger right now as we sit here today. Making a difference in food security and nutrition means what we do must enable increased investments, must provoke changes in our food systems, must change how we work together at every level. Making a difference in this room has no value if we don't provide the frameworks, the strategies, create the partnerships and the opportunities that ensure we do our part to achieve Agenda 2030. Because not only are we the peoples, we are the zero hunger generation. Thank you.